In this lecture, we're going to take a look at Islam, both as a faith, as a culture, and also as an empire. To understand the Crusades, we need to understand not only the medieval background in Christian Western Europe, but also what Western Europe is reacting to in the Crusades, and that is the unprecedented and really explosive growth of this new religion of Islam. And so in this lecture, what we'll do is we'll start with the very beginning, with the beginning of Islam, with Muhammad, and then trace this early history through the life of the Prophet Muhammad, and then to the earliest conquests, both in Arabia and then outside of Arabia. And we'll also take some time to look at the nature of holy war in the Muslim world, what is referred to as jihad, so that we'll have a better understanding of where jihad fits into the Muslim faith at this time, and why it is that it's so successful in expanding not only into what was the ancient Christian world, but even beyond that as well. We'll also have some time to look at the early disputes among Muslims, which caused both civil war and schism. And basically, what we want to do by the end of this lecture is set the foundation for understanding where the Muslim world is on the eve of the Crusades. So, as I said, let's begin at the beginning with Muhammad. Muhammad was an Arab merchant and a resident of the city of Mecca. Arabia looks very big on a map. If you take a look at a map, it seems like a pretty big place, but it's mostly desert and it's very sparsely populated. It was never part of the Roman Empire. It was always on the periphery. As far as cities go, Mecca was the largest of these cities, but it was still, by Roman standards, a fairly small town. It's very close to the Red Sea. The second biggest city in Arabia, and about the only other city in Arabia, was Medina. Most Arabs, however, did not live in the big cities. They lived in rural areas or on caravans that would cross the desert bringing goods from the Far East. Muhammad was exposed to many different kinds of religions during his life because he traveled both in the Roman Empire and in the Persian Empire to the north. And in both of these empires, he would have been exposed to Judaism, to Christianity, to the Persian religion known as Zoroastrianism. And it was later in life, in 610, in fact, 610 AD, that Muhammad and his followers believed that he began receiving divine revelations, that the angel Gabriel gave him these revelations directly from God and commanded Muhammad to recite, to say them to his followers. And these revelations or these recitations would continue throughout the rest of Muhammad's life. For the next 12 years, from 610 to 622, Muhammad preached in the city of Mecca about this new religion. And we'll talk a little more about the religion itself later, but it's a very monotheistic religion. And this was not well liked by the ruling elite in Mecca. Virtually all Arabs had their own homegrown religion.